Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Matthew Ownby's here, too. Matthew has become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last handful of years. He's the vice president in charge, senior vice president in charge of Aflac's Human Resources Division, and he manages thousands of teams, which have more than that people under them, and that are members of that team, and they serve small businesses just like you and me all over the world. He's our good friend Matthew. Welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me, Jim. I'm excited to be here today.
It's good to have you back. So, as you know, I'm a little bit of a student of Aflac. I've been around them a long time, before and after. Before, during, and after, when we worked closely together, as you guys were one of my sponsors for a number of years. And so I really like the work that you guys are doing, and here you are as the head guy over the HR. I mean, who else can we get better advice from in terms of managing our people during a pandemic than Matthew Ownby? What are your thoughts? How have you guys dealt with this?
Well, Jim, you know, we are a global company. We saw this thing coming sort of middle of January and started taking action to ensure our employee safety within the first week after we detected, you know, this is going to be a problem. The difficult thing, and I'm sure we're going to get into it a little bit more, is that, you know, you're trying to keep the businesses going, you're trying to keep your customers going, supporting in an environment where there's great uncertainty and presumed a maximum health risk. And so one of the things that we focused on during these times and up to including today is just not letting people be isolated and alone. Constant contact, checking in on people, checking in on our teams, ensuring that they had what they needed. Because it's one thing to be working from home, which is what primarily most of our business is doing these days. It's another thing to be working from home during a crisis. And maximum support is what we've been focused on. And it helps that we, you know, had great relationships with our employees prior to going out. It doesn't do you a lot of good if you don't know your employees and all of a sudden you find yourself in a crisis like the one we find ourselves in today.
And folks, I've been in the middle of, I've observed the activity of how Aflac works in the field out where their people are, you know, because you got a lot of folks out there who are not you got folks that are direct line under your umbrella employees, and you got people who are a little bit spread around, and you got a management team that handles those guys, and you got customers who have their own HR problems. They're asking you to help them with that.
That's right.
You guys have got your wagon loaded. Unlike I can think of only a handful of other companies who have to deal with what you do.
Yeah, it's been really unusual. There's no doubt about it, because, you know, at the same time we're supporting our employees, we are, you know, dramatically attempting to get our sales team supported back in the market in a lot of cases to where they don't have access to sites because of site restrictions, because of local ordinances. And so we've had to do a lot of things to support our field sales agents in this environment that, you know, it's just in keeping with our values.
Especially prospecting. Especially prospecting.
That's right.
How do you? You can't go bebopping in every office like we could a year ago.
No, you can't.
So what have you learned about managing people you know, one of the things I've tried to do during the year is where do we find the silver linings? What are things that we've learned this year that we wouldn't have learned without this? You know, as horrible and ugly and hateful as this pandemic is, what are some things that we wouldn't have learned that are going to help us that we wouldn't have learned without it? Anything like that?
Well, I'll tell you the one thing that is reinforced, certainly in our company and the culture, and I encourage our listeners to, you know, to focus on this, is that relationships matter. And it's important to have the relationship before you need them. And we have really needed these relationships with our employees, with our sales associates, with our customers, during a time where, you know, they've been challenged, they've been scared, they've been, you know, worried, they've been experiencing uncertain futures. So the number one thing that just continues to be reiterated through this, Jim, for me, is that the power of relationships cannot be overstated. Mm-hmm. Whether that's the relationship with your families, your teams, your employees, your customers, because if you don't have them prior to a crisis, you're certainly not going to have them through a crisis.
If you have an established trust and don't have some kind of shared values with a customer or an employee before there's a crisis, you can't develop. It's hard to develop it. Someone once said, I'm trying to remember who, that adversity doesn't create character; it reveals it. And if you haven't already, if you don't already have that, it's harder to develop it in a crisis. You need to. In fact, those things you're talking about are the building blocks of surviving a crisis, aren't they?
They are, and you know, the nice thing about Aflac is that it's just consistent with our values, right? We want to take care of each other. We want to take care of our customers, and we want to take care of our employees so they can take care of the business. Mm-hmm. That type of care has been dramatically altered from, you know, a predominantly working in the office environment to a predominantly working from home environment. So we have had to flex pretty substantially to support, you know, this environment that we find ourselves in that I hope is coming to an end soon.
Hopefully soon. Stand by, Matthew. We're going to take a quick break. Folks, when we come back, I'm going to ask Matthew to talk about culture. How do you sustain the power, the dynamics of a corporate culture when people are spread all over the place and they don't come back to the hive? And how do you onboard new people and get that culture in them? Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.